In the headlines, predial larceny on the rise again, with farmers in Christchurch pleading for relief. Yesterday's road fatality victim identified. Friends and family remain in shock over his death. The Barbados Police Service has arrested and charged a third person with seizure of guns and ammunition over the last week. And in sports at 12:40 p.m., the West Indies dominating against Australia in the second test in Grenada. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A farmer at Spencer's in Christchurch, where more than 20 farmers operate, is raising alarm after thieves recently raided their fields and made off with large quantities of produce. Speaking to Starcom Network News today, the farmer believes the culprits are not random thieves, but people who have clear knowledge of farming.
We believe that these things are happening with people who have a knowledge of farming. If they're farmers themselves, they are persons who sell produce, who have a clear indication of when things are ready to harvest or not ready to harvest. We had this area of squash, and from time to time we were going and we would notice that this thing ain't looking right. These squashes, they're looking right. But what made this thing come home when we went there like midways in the field, and then we realized there were no squash there at all. And it's only when we went to the middle part of the area that we realized that all, you couldn't even see one or two squash on the ground to say, well, look, we had a bad patch, or there was infestation with insects that didn't come or something. All of the squash were out. Of course, there were melons there, that the big ones, the ones that would be ready for market, they were taken as well. What was so hurtful was then there's a lady on the other side of my area. They take away all of her squash and all of her watermelons as well.
A farmer this morning at Spencer's in Christchurch. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says he remains concerned about the issue of predial larceny and is stressing the need for closer monitoring of the market to curb the sale of stolen produce. His comments follow reports as well that farmers in St. Philip recently lost thousands of dollars after thieves made off with a range of crops. Mr. Paul told Starcom Network News that tackling the problem will also require tighter checks in markets where produce is sold.
You lost a range of commodities, and it seems as if there is a level of organization which thieves now are bringing to the whole thing. Where, for instance, well, you could see they were very efficient in terms of how they were actually stealing, and they knew the times. You have a situation where stolen produce has to go somewhere. What we need to do is to have a better system in which the private sector seek to work with each other in terms of understanding who is in the market and basically where produce is coming from. When you steal those quantities that are being reported, it is going somewhere and it has to be identified. We have a situation too where there's not enough monitoring of the markets in which produce is being sold. There's no requirement for proof of purchase being asked on the persons who are selling. All of these are issues that need to be examined.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agriculture Society, James Paul. Well, Starcom Network News' Tanisha Rock-Yaw went into the Cheapside Market, where persons voiced their concern about the proof of purchase before agreeing to sell any produce.
Police come and tell we, people come, farmers come and tell we, their goods stolen and whatever, so we don't really buy them. Because they come and sell them cheap. Anytime they're cheap, you know something gone wrong. And if they can't give you a receipt, you know that is a red flag. Anytime you see we buy stuff here, we get a receipt. We buy repairs, we come in from Winfield, we get a receipt. We banana, we don't get a receipt for it, but we can call the man and the man said yes, she buy from me. You understand? So, of course, it's a concern for me because I see people come in here to identify their food with police.
Any thief ain't wrong. That's a thief, you should be, you get penalized for it. Because me personally, I don't want to steal any food. But anybody, anything that I got here in the police, but here, you know, either show a receipt or get a number to call and I get directly farmer that I get these things from. Is that you got farmers, you was dealing, and you was dealing with farmers. The boy can't just turn it here. How am I going to buy a police or sell it? Don't operate on that level.
There is people, farmers, that I just shop with, that's renting for me from Christchurch and bring sitting, we just buy too. No, I don't buy from them people.
Vendors this morning in the Cheapside Market. The Barbados Police Service has arrested and charged a third person with seizure of guns and ammunition held over the last week. 25-year-old Akeem Copeland of Chase Gap Halls Road, St. Michael, appeared moments ago in the District A Magistrates Court to face five charges, including possession of cannabis. Copeland is also charged with having 10 rounds of ammunition, two counts of unlawful possession of cannabis and trafficking the controlled drug. This, of course, is also in relation to having a firearm. The Barbados Police Service has recently intensified their efforts across the island, yielding the seizure of 9 firearms over the last week, and subsequent charges were made between Tuesday and yesterday, including having followed Copeland, now being the third person to face the court in as many days. We'll have further details on his next court appearance date during the course of this afternoon. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The country's latest road fatality victim has been identified as 48-year-old Shah Elton King of Madison Terrace, Deacon's Farm, St. Michael. King, affectionately known as Jammin, succumbed to his injuries after the motorcycle he was riding collided with a motor car at Tudorbridge, St. Michael last evening. When Starcom Network visited Deacon's Farm this morning, residents were visibly shaken. Friends describe him as a well-known figure in the community, with some saying they were just too hurt to talk. One man, though, who was with King moments before the accident, says he is still in disbelief.
We were together. We were hanging together. All the way over there, and he was your life. Because we're inside hearing about it. How old was before the accident? He was over here talking to me, making sport as usual, and then they crossed. And they come back. I still can't believe that I'm in wrong.
That's a friend of Shay Elton King, the country's latest road fatality victim. Well, the Barbados Road Safety Association is again urging motorists to exercise greater caution on the roads. This follows yesterday's road fatality. President Roland Lowe is pleading with drivers and riders to remain vigilant, stressing that every road user has a responsibility to protect both themselves and others.
I just want to remind motorists that there is a hierarchy relative to those who are more vulnerable and those who are in a position who should exercise greater caution in terms of looking out for other motorists on the road. You know, bigger vehicles, trucks and buses, and then coming down the line, SUVs, cars, the motorcyclists and cyclists, the persons with the bigger vehicles, they owe a greater responsibility in terms of looking out for those persons who are more vulnerable on the road. And the inverse, persons who are more vulnerable have to take a bit more caution and look out for their own safety when traveling on the road, because you know you're more susceptible to injury in terms of a collision or accident.
That's President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. The National Cultural Foundation officially launched the Cropover Festival with the ceremonial delivery of the last games in Queen's Park this morning. This year's gala marks the return to the park for the first time in nearly a decade. Producer of the opening gala, Kering Pastina, outlined the reasons behind moving the procession back to the city.
We haven't been here since 2017, and we wanted it to be central because so many families come out. We are coming back home because we've been here many times before. Also, from a sense of how big this event is, this area lends itself because in here we can now utilize the NCF building, the steel shed, the theatre, the Marcus Garvey Amphitheatre, the Esplanade. So that's why it lends itself with so many things happening as we bring our culture alive on July 5th.
Producer of the opening gala, Kieran Pestina. Our top stories. Pre-deal larceny on the rise again, with farmers in Christchurch pleading for relief. Yesterday's road fatality victim identified, with friends and family remaining in shock over his death. The Barbados Police Service has arrested and charged a third person with seizure of guns and ammunition over the last week. And coming up in sports right after the news, the West Indies dominating against Australia in the second test in Grenada. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.